halika sa puntuhan, tinig mo'y iparinig, punto mo'y ipabatid. May punto ka dyan, may punto ka dyan, may punto ka dyan, may punto ka dyan. Kasali ka, kasali ka, kasali ka, pagkat may punto ka dyan.
Ang aking revolusyon ay ang edukasyong abot-kaya ng mayorya ng mga Pilipino. Ang aking revolusyon ay ang pagwasak ng kolonyal na kaisipan sa edukasyon ng Pilipinas.
Ang aking revolusyon ay para sa pagkakaisa sa pamilya ng pagkakaiba-iba ng kultura.
Ang revolusyon ko ay para sa sining na naglilingkod sa kanila.
Ang aking revolusyon ay yung paglilinaw ng sarili ko.
Ang aking revolusyon ay para sa pagkatatag ng mga pangbansang industriya na tunay na naglilingkod sa mga mamamayan.
My revolution is
ay kinuha. Kami ba'y maghihintay ng habang buhay, pondo ng bayan, nilustay. Usak ang kabuhayan, tubog sa kahirapan. Kami ba'y maghihintay ng habang buhay, hindi kami magpapaloko. Babangon sa pang-aapuso, may lakas kami talino.
Magandang hapon sa lahat po ng ating mga kapunto na nakikinig po sa atin sa atin pong programa dito po sa DZUP 1602, ang atin pong mga tagapakinig dyan po sa ating iba't ibang opisina na naghahanda ngayon dito po sa UP Diliman para po sa 1 Billion Rising. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Kaya nga po napatugtog natin yung OBR team for 2015 na likha po ng ating kaibigan na si Merly Jaime ng DM9. Magandang hapon sa inyo dyan sa DM9 sa Makati City. At syempre po binabati rin po natin ang atin pong mga kaibigan, mga scholar ng bayan. Kayo po ba ay pupunta sa Quezon Hall ngayong alas 3? Nako, handang-handa na yata yung ating mga kaibigan. Malapit na. No, ilang minuto na lamang po. Ako po si Kapuntong Edge na ngayon po ay excited no sa atin pong programa dahil napakarami po nating tatalakayin. Syempre kasama rin po natin ngayon ang ating Kapunto tuwing Friday no mula po sa Pinoy Media Center. Kapuntong Boy Bagwis, magandang hapon sa iyo, Boy.
Magandang hapon, kasamang Edge.
At good afternoon sa lahat po ng ating mga tagapakinig. In a while, mapapakinggan po natin ang ating kapunto mula po sa Gabriela Women's Party para po malaman natin ito nga pong itong kampanya na 1 Billion Rising for Revolution. Pabatiin muna natin, we have our guest as well from South Africa. Nako, may import pa tayo, malayo pa pinanggalingan ito. Siya po ay Executive Director ng International Network of Religious Leaders Living with or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS. Let's all welcome Reverend Pumzile Mabizela. Good afternoon, Reverend.
Good afternoon, Edge, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Ayan. Before we go into our main discussion for this afternoon, let's first listen to our representative from the Gabriela Women's Party to talk about 1 Billion Rising campaign. Magandang hapon po, Representative Emmy De Jesus.
Magandang hapon, Boy. Magandang hapon, Edge. At alam kong nandun kayo sa loob ng campus na naka-all geared na para sa OBR Dilman.
O nga po. At kasama rin po natin si Reverend Pumzile mula po sa South Africa para po pag-usapan ng isang mahalagang women's issue ngayong hapon, Rep. Emmy. Rep. Emmy, ang tanong po natin sa inyo, ano po ang paghahanda rin ng inyo pong party list na Gabriela para nga po dito po sa OBR 2015?
Ang pinakama, kumbaga ang rurukas na araw kasi dito sa Pilipinas ng OBR ay bukas, ng February 14 as part ng tradisyon na ito at bukas yung ikatlong taon. Global campaign ito na ngayon ay higit dalawang bansa ang... Hello?
Hello po, yes po.
Higit dalawang daang bansa ang lalaok uli, ano?
Opo.
Siyempre, ang Gabriela Women's Party as part nung isa sa coordinator nito sa Pilipinas, bahagi ng task force, mahigpit na nakikipag-ugnayan sa ating global coordinator na si Binibining Monique Wilson, mm-hmm. ay umikot na rin sa iba't ibang lugar dito sa Pilipinas. At yung OBR nga mamaya, in fact, sa Diliman ay isang bahagi, ano? And beyond February 14 ay magkakaroon pa rin, sabi nga ni Global Coordinator na si Binibining Monique Wilson, sa lahat ng mga bansa na lumahok dito sa kampanyang OBR, ang Pilipinas ang may pinakamarami talagang rising and dancing na naganap, ano?
At opo.
Palagay ko ngayong 2015, ganun din ang mangyayari, lalo na't ang tema ay higit na pagpapataas ng ang politikang panawagan kaugnay ng pagbabago talaga ng sistema.
Opo. Ito po, may katanungan po ang ating mga kapundo na nakikinig ngayong hapon. Kasi nga po, ang tema na ginagamit po dito, yung musika at ang pagsasayaw, no? Paano po ba ipapaliwanag no, itong kampanyang ito na hihimok rin sa karamihan po ng ating mga kabataan at estudyante dito sa UP? Paano po ba ito magta-translate doon sa inyo pong mga panawagan? Especially po, yung sa pagtigil sa karahasan sa kababaihan.
Oo. Symbolic action ito eh. Ibig sabihin, militante yung diwa ng o tema no na ipinaparating. Ngayon yung form naman na artistic form ay yung pagsayaw, paggamit din ng galaw ng katawan na ang bawat galaw ay ipinapaabot yung kahulugan. Katulad yung pagbabago sa awit ngayon na nakaano sa tema no na kumanda na kayo dahil itutuloy namin ito. Kumbaga, parang hindi magwawakas ang OBR doon sa paghingi lamang ng o pagsigaw lamang ng no to violence against women o paghingi ng justice. Alam natin na hanggat hindi babaguhin ang sistema ay talagang hindi makakamit yung katarungan at tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung violence against women. Kaya yung sayaw na gagamitin ay nagsisimbolize ano, nung galaw na isinisigaw doon sa tema. At alam ko, ang sayaw ngayon, ano na siya, no? Isang form talaga siya ng pagpapakita na ano yung gusto mong iparating sa publiko.
Opo, ayan. Please invite our listeners sa Rep. Emmy para po dito sa OBR 2015. Kung sa UP Diliman ay ngayong araw na ito, I'm sure tomorrow, Valentine's Day, ayun po yung malaking 1 billion rising sa atin sa buong bansa.
Ako, lalong-lalo na sa mga kababaihan, ano? At syempre, sama natin ang buong pamilya, andyan ang ating mga boyfriends, karelasyon, mga anak, kapitbahay, lahat-lahat na bukas, no? February 14, 1 Billion Rising 2015 ang ating tema ngayon ay para sa pagbabago ng sistema at higit sa lahat sa kasalukuyang panawagan na truth and accountability, lalong-lalo na doon sa current events na nangyari dito sa mamasapano na pagkamatay ng mga sibilyan at ng Mora fighters at ng 44 na mga SAF soldiers.
Opo, may huling katanungan po si Kapuntong Boy Bagwis para po sa inyo, Rep. Emmy.
Magandang okay. Hapon na ako kasamang Representative Emmy De Jesus. May tanong po, pardon? Sino po ba yung pwedeng lumahok dito sa inyong gagawing OBR bukas? At lahat po buo ito ay bukas sa lahat ng gustong lumahok?
Oo, sasayaw lahat. At siyempre may programa naman, 9 to 12 yung program. Ang ganda kung hindi pa alam yung sayaw, pumunta tayo doon at pakinggan. Lalong-lalo na doon sa portion na tatalakayin ang ating mga tagapagsalita, yung mga maiinit na issue ng bayan at bakit tayo nananawagan ng pagbabago.
Alright, nako. Lahat po pala ay po pwedeng sumayaw nito. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Thank you very much po.
Sige kayo ha. Pati kayo, pumunta kayo.
Opo, maraming salamat po, Rep. Emmy De Jesus ng Gabriela Women's Party. Nako boy, ikaw ba? Isasayaw rin para dito sa OBR?
Pinapractice na nga namin eh.
Pag-iensayo nito. Let's ask our guest, Reverend Pumzile. This is a global campaign, 1 billion rising. How is it in Africa as well? In South Africa, is there also a campaign to end violence against women in the same way that we are doing it in the Philippines?
Yes, you are right, Edge. Actually, it's a very serious campaign because it's still difficult for women to stand up for their rights. And as we know, in Africa, the issue of culture is very important.
Yes.
But most cultures are based on patriarchy. And patriarchy says that women are inferior beings, and that is why they end up being violated. But also another issue is we need to make women aware that there are different kinds of violence. Sometimes when we talk about violence against women, they only think we are talking about rape.
Physical abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, but reality is there's mental abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's spiritual abuse, there's also economic abuse. And women need to know that they actually have places where they can report these cases so that they are given the respect that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So the 1 Billion Rising campaign, it is a worldwide campaign and it gives people an opportunity, even families, to encourage those who are perpetrators of violence to change their attitudes towards women.
That's
and
right.
Actually realize that families, tribes, communities, are nothing without women.
That's right. You mentioned about different forms of abuse, and that's right. The people these days are really educated about these kinds of women's rights and women's movement all over the world. And let me ask you, Reverend Pumzile, how is it in Africa? How is the situation of women's rights in Africa right now compared to the previous years before this 1 Billion Rising was launched globally? Yeah.
Thank you very much. Things are changing slowly, I think, because of the levels of awareness. Women are now reporting their cases.
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends on whether the police services that they go to are aware of the rights of women. Because sometimes when it's a domestic dispute, especially in the past, they were told it's a private matter. But we who are womanists, who are in the movement, we say that whatever is private is also public and political, especially if it affects women.
Mm-hmm.
So women are becoming more and more aware that if you go to one station and you don't receive the reception you expect, you can go to another station.
Mm-hmm.
But also violence makes women vulnerable to HIV. The prevalence rate of HIV reality is in Africa, 56% of people who are living with HIV, it's women. And violence against women is one of the contributing factors.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about HIV after the break. Let's talk about the data and the analysis coming from our guest, Reverend Pumzile Mabizela. At boy, naku, pag-usapan na rin po natin, ano ba ang papel din ng kalalakihan sa usaping ito? Diba? Kasi kanina paanyaya ni Representative Emmy, tayo ay bahagi rin ng malaking kampanyang ito. At tayo nga, inaanyayahan po na makibahagi dito nga po sa 1 Billion Rising campaign na ito. Last year ba, ikaw ay sumayaw din?
Siyempre.
Ay. Panibagong steps kasi ngayon eh. So, kailangang matutunan po natin ito. We will be back after a short break so that we could also listen to the reminders of our station. And of course, tayo po ay inaanyayahan rin natin ng lahat na kayo po ay mag-phone in ng inyong mga tanong. Pwede rin po kayong mag-text. Heto po yung mga numbers natin, 503 8288. You can also text us at 0927-220-8332. Para naman po sa mga online, pwede nyo po kaming i-Facebook. Hanapin lamang po ang DZUP 1602 AM o sa Twitter at DZUP 1602. Oras po natin, 48 minutes after 2 in the afternoon. Magbabalik po ang May Punto Ka Diyan. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
DZ Updates. Inihahandog ng Kolehiyo de San Juan de Letran ang AdSpeak 2015 Values Power Up, a student convention on values advertising. Tara na sa Letran St. Thomas Building Student Center Auditorium sa February 13, 2015 sa ganap na alas 8 ng umaga hanggang alas 5 ng hapon. Makakasama natin dito ang mga bigating speakers mula sa advertising industry. Sabay-sabay nating abangan ang mga entries na magwawagi. Kaya, let us all power up odd with values. Ito ay hatid ng Lehiyo de San Juan de Letran sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZ Updates!
February 13 was declared by the UNESCO as World Radio Day, a global celebration of radio as a medium. This year's theme is Youth and Radio, and calls for greater social inclusion of those under 30 years old, which accounts for more than half of the world's population. UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova says that young men and women are not sufficiently represented in media. Too few programs are devoted or designed by young people. Radio provides the means for change. It is a platform for exchange where young people may find their place and express themselves. Bokova finally asks everyone to rally around the medium and make the most of it as a force for social inclusion, intergenerational dialogue, and social change. KBP and this station supports World Radio Day.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito po sa May Punto Ka Diyan sa DZUP 1602. Ito pa rin po si Kapuntong Edge. Kasama natin si Kapuntong Boy at syempre ang atin pong panauhin mula po sa International Network of Religious Leaders Living or With or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS o INRELA or INRELA. Kasama po natin si Reverend Pumzile Mabizela from South Africa. Magandang hapon. Good afternoon, Reverend.
Good afternoon, Edge.
And kanina po, itinalakay natin sa unang bahagi yung 1 Billion Rising Campaign. Ngayon po, i-coconnect natin ito nga pong mga issues no involving women and men. No? Ito po ay usapin ng HIV. Ipaliwanag po sa atin. We'll ask Reverend Pumzile, how is this HIV or AIDS affecting women and men in particularly, let's talk about South Africa first. How does this affect the lives of people in your country?
We have found that it's easier for women to get their status or get tested, because when they are pregnant, for instance, they have to be tested, and that's how most of them find out whether they are positive or not. We are still struggling with men because the way they are socialized, they don't adopt health-seeking behaviors. So for them to go to clinics and hospitals to be tested, it really is a challenge. It's difficult. You really have to convince them of the advantages of getting tested early. So you find that even women who are married, they have access to medication, but their partners are not willing to be tested. So in our struggles against violence, violence and all forms of violence, we are saying that we need to promote gender equality, which means that our men also need to be transformed and realize the importance of looking after their wellness and being healthy human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ito, meron tayong announcement muna, no? The Department of Health has recently reported that in November 2014, there were 500 new cases of human immunodeficiency virus or HIV, two-thirds of whom were age 15 to 24 and mostly infected through sexual contact. Based on the registry prepared by the DOH National Epidemiology Center, there were 492 new cases of HIV, including 40 cases of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. A total of 134 of them were age 15 to 24. There were 10 deaths. The DOH said that 492 cases are 28% higher than 384 cases recorded in November 2014. So tumaas pa ang bilang ng mga kaso nito, Boy, ano? Eh, kasi dito sa Pilipinas, parang ito po ay may pag-aaral nga po noon na yung services, kumbaga, no, yung para makatulong, no, sa mga pasyente o doon sa mga mamamayan na meron pong gaitong klaseng karamdaman ay napaka-konti, no? Kumbaga, hindi na po provide. Let's ask Reverend, how is it also in South Africa? How about the services offered to patients? How would you describe it, Reverend?
I think our Department of Health has done an excellent job. In most places, people have access to clinics that have tools, and they also, the levels of awareness on prevention strategies and the available prevention tools, it is widespread. Of course, we still have communities, people who live in rural areas, mm-hmm. in villages, it's still difficult for them to get to health centers. But if a country has the political will, I think we need to change the way we do things and make sure that we take the services to the people.
Mm.
So issues of structural injustices as well, where you find that women are in the informal economic sector and they are mostly dependent on their partners, that makes them vulnerable to both HIV and also to violence against women. So when we talk about violence against women, we need to remember that it provides a very comfortable context whereby HIV can thrive and affect lots of people. So both men and women need to work together in order to make sure that our communities and our children still have their parents and we have healthy communities.
That's right. Ikaw, Boy, tingin mo ba ay dito ay mas bumuti ba? Kasi sa kanila, mukhang maganda yung nag-response, no? Because of the rising cases nga of HIV.
Tama nga yung sinasabi ni Reverend, ano, na nakakatulong kung mayroong political will ang iyong gobyerno at saka yung pagtulong to help the Department of Health. It's important. Pero pag walang ganun ang ginagawa ang ating Department of Health, lalo ang lumalaki nga eh, katulad na binanggit mo kanina sa iyong konting
ulat. Datos natin.
Lumaki pa. It's a big, rather than last year.
Mm. 500 bagong cases, eh, no? 500 new cases of HIV in the country. But let's also ask, how about the education coming from, regarding the people, about those who actually don't have the disease or for the HIV. Is it still the same way back in the 90s or early 2000? Is there discrimination on the part of the community? How would you what think about that, Reverend?
Fortunately, because of the numbers of people who are living with HIV, stigma and discrimination has decreased.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge is, even though we have access to treatment, there are other emerging issues.
Mm-hmm.
You find that people like myself, because I'm also living with HIV, I have been on treatment for a very long time. It gets more and more difficult to take your medication for a very long time, but also the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to warn the young people who are not yet living with HIV, if you think that treatment is a solution, it is not, because it comes with its own challenges. And we can't stop giving people access to prevention strategies, mm-hmm. and empowering them to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. Those people who are not yet living with HIV, stay away from it. protect yourself and make sure that if you do get engaged, you have the right protection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're here, Reverend Pumzila, to conduct trainings and orientation regarding HIV and AIDS among church people. So can you talk more about this?
Yeah. Reality is the church has been part of the problem. Mm-hmm. When we started talking about HIV and AIDS, it was done in a very bad way. And people were living with HIV, they were labeled, called promiscuous, mm-hmm. or it's because of you're paying for your sins, it's because you have done something wrong. But we are realizing more and more that HIV is not just a health issue, it's a justice issue.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, what we are doing is we are empowering churches to develop more positive responses and making sure that they make the church more open or a safe space for people who are living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
What has been happening in the past is people who find out that they are living with HIV, the last person that they would like to know is their pastor. And that's what we are changing. That is why we focus mainly on church leaders and religious leaders.
Mm, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So the church would have an active part in this campaign.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yes.
You mentioned about HIV and AIDS being a justice issue. Mm. Can you please expound more on that?
Yeah, there are people who are vulnerable to HIV because of their economic status, for instance, the literacy status, whether they have access to resources and issues like those. Let me just give you one example. People who don't have access to clean water, they are more vulnerable to HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a justice issue because the government has the responsibility of making sure that all citizens have access to resources. So, and it's not just a health issue. It's much broader than that. So even within government, it shouldn't only be the Department of Health that takes HIV and violence against women seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think that all departments should have a specific program that addresses these issues.
Mm-hmm. So in South Africa, how is it materialized, that kind of program, that comprehensive program to address this?
Yeah, we have lots of programs that are comprehensive where you find that there are more than one department that is involved. For instance, one of the things that we are doing, because of the reality of young people getting sexually active very early,
mm-hmm.
we have had to promote comprehensive sexual education and information in schools,
mm-hmm.
right from primary level.
Mm-hmm.
So the aim is to give young people appropriate and accurate information so that they can make informed choices.
That's right.
So it's not just one department. The Department of Education is mm-hmm. also involved.
Plays a key role as well.
Exactly. The Department of Justice and all other departments are mm-hmm. involved.
Nalala ko lang, Boy, kasi may attempt tayo dito sa bansa, di ba? Through the Reproductive Health Bill noon. Na, kumbaga, sa schools din ay maging bahagi mm-hmm. nito pong sexual education campaign. No, yung, actually, dito sa Diliman rin, meron tayong Diliman Gender Office no, na nangangalaga rin sa iba't ibang issues affecting the different sectors ng ating society. Pero mukhang naantala yun, Boy, no? Dahil nga po ang RH Bill ay mukhang ito po'y kinokontest pa sa ating Korte Suprema.
Mm-hmm.
Pero maganda yung nabanggit kanina ni Reverend Pumzile na lahat po tayo. Ito'y kumbaga synergy. Hindi lang ito isang sektor ng ating, hindi lang isang ahensya, kundi lahat po ay nagtutulungan para nga po ma-address ito pong napakalaking concern ng HIV at AIDS.
Alam mo, dapat lahat talaga maging involved, is aware dun sa HIV,
mm-mm.
lalo ngayong kumakalat. Tapos ang problema lang sa atin, yung Department of Health natin, dapat tinutulak nila hanggang komunidad kung paano ituro ang HIV na makaiwas.
Mm-mm. Ito yung na preventive na measure, di ba?
Katulad dito, isunusulong na sa Kongreso, maraming angas ang nakita natin na makakatulong din naman sa ating mga kababayan
mm-hmm.
na huwag magkasakit. Yun ang importante, yung pagkakasakit.
Mm-hmm. Ako. Let's ask Reverend again, mm-hmm. Because we're talking about legislation and we're talking about ways to prevent mm-hmm. it. In your country, in South Africa, are there concrete legislations that would be of that would be a good example for the Philippines as well, so that we could also look into our laws on somehow where we can improve in terms of prevention and care for patients.
Mm. I think one of the issues that are very important is the involvement of civil society in the development of policies, and so spaces need to be created where people who are vulnerable to HIV and civil society in general, they have to be involved in the development of policies. Now, in most countries, you will find that the support to respond to issues like violence against women and HIV, they come from outside. Mm-hmm. But we need to continue challenging our governments and helping them to understand that it's their responsibility to protect the citizens and make sure that they have the tools and skills to live more productive lives. Now, the issue of sexual reproductive health rights, I find it very interesting because in the Philippines, you've chosen to leave the sexual part of it out. It's a very important part because sexual health, once you fail to address the issues of sexual health, it's going to be very difficult for you to address issues of reproductive health. Mm-hmm. Therefore, for some reason, we need to go back to the drawing board and look at how do we actually review the policy so that it also includes issues of sexuality.
That's right. It's a good point because there are a lot of challenges in terms of legislation, in terms of its implementation, particularly on the area where when should be the right age for school children to be educated about these issues. It's still a contested area and we have yet to see the developments, most especially that the Reproductive Health Bill is still not implemented up to now in the Philippines. So I think magandang point of discussion rin to sa ating pagbabalik, mga Kapunto. Anong pananaw ninyo? Ano ang inyong tingin? No? Ano ang pwedeng gawin, no, sa ating kasalukuyang sitwasyon? Lalo pa, at yun nga po sa ulat ng DOH, ay nadagdagan pa ng kaso. Ibig sabihin, may mga hindi natutugunan nito, ayan, Kapuntong Boy. Oh. Saan kaya tayo po pwedeng magsimula at saan kaya ito pwedeng paigtingin yung kampanya? So, pag-uusapan po natin yan. Tayo po'y magbe-break muna. Oras po natin, 5 minutes after 3 in the afternoon. Kayo po'y nakikinig sa ating programa dito po sa DZUP 1602, isang kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na pahingi!
Updates. Are you brave enough to conquer the streets of Manila? Samahan ang De La Salle University Business College Government sa isang Race Manila 2015, a race for the ages. 15 teams, 10 stations, with one goal, to be named as the next Race Manila champions. Handa ka na bang sumabak? Alamin hanggang saan ang kaya mo ngayong February 13, 2015. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang facebook.com/DLSU Race Manila. Ito ay handog ng De La Salle University Business College Government sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZ Updates.
Kung malapit lang naman ang pupuntahan mo, bakit mo papipiliin to? Kung pwede naman sumakay ka na lang sa bisikleta, o mas maganda pa, maglakad ka na lang. O diba, mas healthy pa.
Maglakad o magbisikleta para makatipid sa gasolina. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kasali ka sa puntuhan, tinig mo'y iparinig, punto mo'y ipabatid. May punto ka dyan.
Kasali ka,
pagkat may punto ka dyan.
Kayo po yung nakikinig pa rin sa ating programa dito po sa May Punto Ka Diyan sa DZUP 1602. Ito pa rin po si Kapuntong Edge. At kasama natin mula sa Pinoy Media Center, si Kapuntong Boy Bagwis. Ay, maganda itong ating talakayan, Boy. Ano?
Masarap ang talakayan.
At yun nga po, kanina napag-usapan natin, hindi lang po health issue. Mm-hmm. Ito nga pong HIV or AIDS. Ito po'y justice issue. Magandang nabanggit kanina ng ating kapunto na si Reverend Pumzile na ito po ay kung ikaw ay kumbaga if you have less in life, mm-hmm. kung ikaw ay economically deprived, ikaw ay kulang, no? Kumbaga ikaw ay mas mahirap rin po ang sitwasyon ng meron po mga meron ganito at yun nga, 'di ba sinasabi kanina, ito'y responsibilidad actually ng pamahalaan. Ito'y bahagi po ng kanya pong malaking challenge ng hindi lamang ng isang departamento kundi lahat po ay dapat nagtutulong-tulong, no, para nga ma-address ang sitwasyong ito. Dahil nga po sa ulat kanina na binasa po natin sa bulletin, inadagdagan pa ng 500 kaso ng HIV dito po sa ating bansa at 2/3 nito ay may edad po niyan 15 taong gulang hanggang 24 na taong gulang. So ito ay basically mga kabataan ito, Kapuntong Boy, di ba?
Yan, yan. Nako. Hindi.
Natin ito kasama pa rin po natin ang atin pong panauhin, ang Executive Director ng International Network of Religious Leaders Living with or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS o INRELA. Kasama natin si Reverend Pumzile Mabisela. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon, Reverend.
You're welcome.
Boy, tanungin mo yung iyong katanungan kanina during the break. Yeah. Ako, ito yung maganda pong tanong para po kay Reverend.
According to Department of Health in the Philippines, age 15 and 24 are affected in HIV. In your country, what age and how many women and men are affected?
I think the first issue is the women are affected the most. It's more than 56%. I think it's close to 60% of women who are living with HIV. So because of issues like rape, the abuse, the fact that they are seen as inferior citizens, it makes them vulnerable to HIV and AIDS. Now, the 15 to 24-year-olds, they are more aware of their rights, and it's easier for them to use protection as well. The group that is struggling the most is the 35 upwards. It's difficult for them to use protection. So we are finding that the trend has changed. It's no longer the younger generation that is affected the most, but it's the older generation because they are not used to using protection. Yes. So, yeah, they make themselves more vulnerable to HIV. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mentioned a while ago that there's this appropriate age for education in terms of reproductive health and sexual orientation. Can you tell us in your experience in South Africa how is this implemented so that we could also learn from your experience?
Yeah, maybe let me start out by saying that the 1 billion campaign is very important because reality is the perpetrators are now targeting babies. I'm not even talking about children. Mm-hmm. Babies who are in napkins. We find that they are 9 months old, 5 months old babies that are being raped. So that is an important issue. The children, they need to be taught about sexual reproductive health rights as early as possible. Mm-hmm. There is this myth that says that once you expose children to sexual education, they will become promiscuous. I have found in my own experience, that is not true. The more informed children are, they delay their sexual debut, and they also understand the consequences of being sexually active early. So when we talk about age appropriate, we are saying to a 3-year-old, you give them information that they can work with, information that they will understand. I mean, in the past, if you look at our own youth, our parents told us that babies came from the sky, the aeroplane brought them. You can't do that nowadays because our children have access to social media and internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So age appropriate means that when they ask questions, be honest. One. The second thing is you develop programs that teach them about their bodies and the places that should not be touched by other people. Mm-hmm. And then as the ages go up, you include other issues like their rights, their responsibilities, and how to make informed choices. Mm-hmm. So that's what we call comprehensive sexual education. So for the different levels, it is designed in different ways to make sure that young people are aware aware of what the context is, and also they understand their vulnerability.
But let me clarify, that program was not that as easily implemented.
No.
Were there also negative reactions regarding that?
Oh, yes, there was a lot of resistance. I mean, most schools actually have the tools for prevention, like condoms, available in their toilets, for instance. And there are lots of parents who are not happy with that. But reality is, young people are sexually active. So which one is the better evil? Do we just leave them to destroy their lives because they don't have protection? Or do we become proactive and make sure that they have access to protection? So if we are wise parents and citizens, I think it's more responsible to make sure that the protection is there in case they feel under a lot of pressure. But it's still our responsibility as well to educate them on the consequences of becoming sexually active too early.
That's a very good point. Dito, i-relate natin sa ating bansa kasi may isang side tayo, boy, na napaka-conservative, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Na especially the Catholic Church in the Philippines would not like to touch that issue and would like to, as much as possible, it would, how do I say this? It would prevent the discussions regarding artificial contraceptives, di ba? Yun yung madalas na naging laman no, ng reproductive health debates no sa Kongreso, boy. Pero sa tingin mo, boy, ang tanong ko rin sa'yo, yung binanggit niya na experience nila sa South Africa na yun po ay kailangan i-institutionalize eh. Kailangan meron kang malinaw na programa para nga po ay mabigyan ng edukasyon no, kahit yung mga maliliit na bata. Pero ang punto po dito, appropriate age. Dito sa Pilipinas, sa tingin mo, kaya bang gawin yan?
Ito nga sinasabi ni nasa Africa, nasa kanila. Kung may political will, mas maganda kaya mong i-manage. Pero pag walang political will nga ang gobyerno mo, hindi magmamatter yung sinasabi nating katulad sa paglala ng HIV na ma-prevent. Mula pa lang dapat pagkabata, hindi naman sinasabing mga pagkasila, kundi yung alam na ng bata kung ano ang prevention ng pagkakasakit ng HIV. Dapat doon pa lang tinuturo na, education. Kasi pag hindi natin ginawa yan, lalo ngayon, yung mga kabataan natin dito sa lalo sa Pilipinas, ano, nagsisimula sa 15 up to 24, hindi niya ni-prevent yung kanyang sakit. Hinahayaan na lang niya kung anong mangyari sa kanya, parang ganun eh. Pero dapat talaga bantayan din ng gobyerno at ng DOH at turuan ang ating mamamayan sa education ganito na mahirap magkaroon ng sakit ng HIV. Dapat ganun.
Kaya dapat talaga susi dito yung kaalaman, yung impormasyon. No? Kasi kung sa pamilya ay ito ay tabu, no? Hindi pinag-uusapan, nako, wag yan kasi bastos. Hindi pa bagay sa'yo yan. No? Mukhang ito ay, kapag lumabas siya, sabi nga kanina ni Reverend, ito ay available na sa internet. Eh. Available ito online. So if they get access or they get the information from wrong sources and they misinterpret the entire concept, mas dangerous yata yun. Mas delikado po yata yun, di ba?
Lumalala nga eh, di ba? Kaya ang nangyayari tuloy sa atin, nagsimula nung nakaraan taon na mababa, ngayon umabot ang 500. Ibig sabihin, kulang tayo sa information dissemination dun sa baba, sa community, sa estudyante. Yun ang problema eh.
Kailangang ma-address yun. Nako, tanungin natin balik si Reverend Pumzile Mabizela. What are the challenges in terms of education and training that you're conducting? How receptive are the communities that you go to in this endeavor, Reverend?
There are different responses to it. There are parents who are not happy with the fact that children have access to sexual education. There are also churches that are saying that this is unacceptable, it shouldn't be done. But my organization, for instance, because I work with religious leaders, we help religious leaders to understand the importance of making sure that we talk about sexuality, especially because we have a captive audience almost on a weekly basis. We don't have to advertise workshops. We don't have to invite people to our meetings. They are there every Sunday. So taking about 5 minutes every Sunday to say something about sexuality, which is a gift from God, that's another thing. Within the church, we have demonized sex and sexuality. But it's a gift from God, and we need to demystify it and make sure that people just accept it as something to be celebrated.
Because it's for some, it's taboo to talk about it.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, for especially in the family, it starts with the family, the discussions and how the parents explain it to their young kids regarding these concepts and these ideas.
You know, in most of our cultures, before all the religions came, we had systems in place where young people were told right from a very young age. But when the religions came and they did not understand how we were doing things, some of those structures were destroyed. But we were not given alternatives. So some of our cultural practices actually helped. That's why we had very low levels of teenage pregnancies, for instance. Young people were informed. There were systems in place. We don't have those systems nowadays.
They're missing. What happened in between? We should be asking those questions right now. Boy, sa tingin mo, ano rin ang mga challenges dito sa atin, sa bansa natin? Especially, iko-connect natin ulit dun sa 1 Billion Rising Campaign, no? Yung violence against women, ito pong kawalan ng impormasyon, itong kawalan ng access, no? Sa yung nga, basic health services nga sa ating mga health centers, gamot, kahit na gamot sa sakit ng ulo ay wala. Ano, dahil nga po sa kakulangan ng budget at dahil na rin sa usapin ng korupsyon, no? Sa tingin mo, overall, no, paano kaya itong usaping ito, paano ito tutugunan ng atin pong mga mamabatas, for example?
Ito simple lang, ano, kung talagang seryoso yung gobyerno natin at saka yung Department of Health na tugunan yung HIV na to prevent na kumalat, unang-una dapat bigyan mo ng information yung community, tapos hindi mo na hadlangan yung mga pinopromote ng mga progressive organizations na isulong yung kanilang batas. Sumunod, tingnan din nila simula pa lang sa elementary or high school, teach na, ituro na yung kwan, yung ma-prevent yung HIV. Kasi importante talaga yan. Sumunod, ipakita rin na may pangil ang ating gobyerno tsaka ang ating DOH na
ipatupad.
Hanggang ibaba, tugunan yung mga problema, basic problem ng mga sakit. Kasi pag hindi ganun ang ginagawa ng gobyerno, lalala ang sakit at lalong vulnerable ang maging problema ng Pilipinas. Lalo sa ganyang sakit. At nakikita ko rin naman ang katulad ng Gabriela, isunsulong nila itong ganitong klase ng HIV. Ito nga, may OBR na nga tayo para makatulong sa information ng ating mga kababayan.
Yung 1 Billion Rising Revolution, ay bagay po ng kampanya, pagbasag sa kamangmangan, no? Pagbasag doon sa kawalang impormasyon, pagbasag doon sa kawalang access, no, sa mga serbisyong inyo pong na ito pong basic health services, no, na hindi lamang puro sa mga babae, pati sa lalaki, sa LGBT, no, bahagi po niyan nitong buong kampanyang ito. Nako, magbe-break muna tayo para po sa huling bahagi po ng ating talakayan at syempre para po malaman natin kung saan ba ang maari nating mapuntahan o kung may mga trainings, no, na panawagan ang grupo po ni Reverend Pumzile, malaman po natin 'yan. Yan po lahat after a short break, mga kapunto, at magbabalik po tayo dito lamang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602.
Update. Mga kasali! Mark your calendar. Ito ang mga aabangan ngayong UP Diliman Month 2015. February 6, Uplift 2 Building Bridges, 7 p.m. sa UP Theater. February 13, Class Menu Revisited, UP Dance Company Concert, 7 p.m. sa UP Theater. February 15, Haranas sa Carillion, 5 p.m. sa Carillion Plaza. February 20, No Match, the UP Orchestra and UST Symphony Orchestra back-to-back concert, 7 p.m. sa UP Theater. February 22, Jazz on a Sunday, 5 p.m. sa Carillion Plaza. February 28, Elevision, the UP Pep Squad concert, 3 p.m. at 7 p.m. sa UP Theater. Para sa iba pang detalye, bisitahin lamang ang www.oika.upd.edu.ph o sa facebook.com/updilimanmon. See you there, mga kasali! Ito ay mula sa UPD Office for Initiatives and Culture and the Arts sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZ Updates.
Magandang hapon pumuli sa lahat po ng ating mga kapunto on air at online. Ito pumuli si Kapuntong Edge. Kasama natin si Kapuntong Boy Bagwis ng Pinoy Media Center at si Reverend Pumzile Mabizela na malayo pa po ang nilakbay mula pa sa South Africa. Siya po ang kasalukuyang Executive Director ng International Network of Religious Leaders Living with or Personally Affected by HIV and AIDS o INRELA. Mamaya po ipapaalam na ni Reverend Pumzile yung impormasyon how you can reach her and yung website kung meron man, no? Pero Kapuntong Boy, no, nasa huling stretch na tayo ng ating talakayan. Maganda yung mga puntong nabanggit kanina. Number one, yung iyong nabanggit na political will, no? Ito po ay talagang magandang punto po ito na kung nais po talagang matugunan ng ating pamahalaan, no, ng iba't ibang mga sektor ng lipunan, kailangan po ay talagang seryoso, no, yung kampanyang ito. Hindi po pwedeng kung buwan lang, 'di ba? Alam ko merong World AIDS Day na may ganyang campaign. Mm-hmm. Hindi lamang po ito dapat ganyan lang na isang araw lang.
O, isang
tapos
buwan lang.
Isang buwan lang, tapos move on na. Iba na namang kampanya, no. Kailangan po ito consistent at sustained, no, ng mga efforts ng lahat, no, ng ating mga kababayan. Sige, tanungin natin si Reverend, ano po, what are the trainings or programs that your organization are offering to our communities, and how can they have access to all this information? Do you have a website, Reverend?
We do have a website, www.inerela.org, and you can find us on Facebook as well. And get in touch with us. Basically, we are telling the world women are created in the image of God. So if you become aggressive or violent towards a woman, you are violating the image of God.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Let us not spread violence. Let us spread love. Do no harm.
Ayan, napakaganda po no, no? Yung Valentine's Day, dapat punong-puno po ng pagmamahal. Tanggalin po yung lahat ng anyo ng karahasan na yan. What's the greatest challenge that women are facing, or women with HIV and AIDS are facing all over the globe? And in your ideas, Reverend Pumzile, how do we combat these challenges or problems?
There are lots of ways of looking at it. One of them is the way we bring up our boys. Mm. They are not encouraged to articulate their emotions, and that is why they become violent later.
Mm.
So we need to change the way we raise our boys and encourage them to talk about their emotions and cry if they want to cry.
Mm.
Women find that it's difficult for them to negotiate for safer sex. So sometimes when you raise the issue of protection to your partner, they become violent as well, and that makes you vulnerable to HIV. So it's this ongoing cycle. The more you don't have rights, the more vulnerable you are, and you become infected, and life becomes difficult after that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about these issues, we need to talk about them both as men and women, and start changing the way we bring up our children in order to have communities that love one another and do not become more and more violent.
All right. Thank you very much, Reverend Pumzile Mabizela.
You're
and
welcome.
We hope to see you once again after you come back from South Africa. I hope you could visit more communities in the Philippines so that you could spread the good news and share the information needed by our people.
Thank you very much.
And boy, nako, ito'y ngayong araw pala na ito, bago tayo magtapos, ha, ay World Radio Day.
Yun.
araw pala natin ito sa mga nagtatrabaho sa radyo. Kaya po mabuhay po ang lahat po ng mga broadcaster, lahat po ng mga nasa likod po ng ating mga kagamitan, no? Syempre yung atin pong mga tech people, no, na talagang tumutulong sa atin, yung mga producer po natin, sa atin pong mga PA, no, lahat po ng bumubuo ng radyo na inyo po napapakinggan yung ating mga programa. Ito po yung nangyayari po dahil nabubuo po ito dahil po sa napakaraming tao sa likod po nito. Kaya mabuhay po ang lahat ng mga manggagawa sa radyo. Boy, may mensahe ka ba? Huling mensahe sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayong araw na to?
Alam mo, ano, may mensahe lang ako dito tungkol sa HIV, no. Iugnay ko na rin to dun sa OBR ng mga kababayan. Ang pa-kwan ko lang, paanyaya ko lang doon sa mga ating kongreso, sa Congress, ay tugunan na nilang itulak yung kwan na sinusulong ng mga progresibo nating mga congressman, congresswoman, na maitulak yung kanilang proposal. At sana naman yung DOH natin magkaroon na rin ng pangil. Na kasi lumalala dyan yung corruption lang sa gamot . Pero yung majority medicine ng mga mamamayan natin, hindi nila tinutugunan. Nabubulok lang yan sa kwan, bodega.
Nako.
Yun nga, sinasabi. Nabubulok lang. Tapos naman to sa OBR natin, bukas sana makadalo tayo at kami pupunta doon. At para makita rin namin kung ano yung mga objective ng OBR na pinupromote ng kababayan natin, Gabriela. At na kung yung sinasabi lang violence against women, makatulong din ang kalalakihan. Hindi lang dapat na ganun.
Hindi ito exclusive issue ng mga kababaihan, di ba? Lahat po tayo.
Lahat tayo, kahit lalaki man yan, bata, ay lumakok din sa ganitong pagkakataon. Kasi minsan lang to sa loob ng isang taon.
Tama.
Di ba?
Ayan. Magandang paraan yan para sarahan ang atin pong talakayan ngayong hapon. Kaya po ay kami susugod agad doon sa Quezon Hall ngayon pagkatapos nito para po sa 1 billion rising dito sa UP Diliman. At bukas po yung paanyaya po sa atin ng Gabriela ay simula alas 9 ng umaga, no, ay magsisimula po ang OBR. Hanapin niyo lang po ang detalye niyan sa Facebook para po malaman po ninyo. At nako, sana po tayo ay magkaroon, gaya ng mensahe po ni Reverend kanina, let's all have a culture of love and culture of a nurturing environment para po sa ating lahat. Tanggalin natin yung karahasan at lahat po ng anyo ng pananakit sa ating kapwa. Kung pagmamahal po ang ating pong ibabahagi, ay babalik rin po sa atin yan ng doble-doble pa, hindi po ba? Let's spread love! Ngayon pong Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day sa ating mga tagapakinig at happy 1 billion rising sa lahat po ng ating mga listeners. Happy weekend po sa inyong lahat. Ito po muli si Kapuntong Edge na nagsasabi ng mayong hapon, may punto kadiyan.
Maging sino ka man, kasali ka sa puntuhan, tinig mo'y pari.